This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on way to attend the 4th annual Quad Leaders Summit at Wilmington in Delaware. Members of the Quad group are expected to discuss a host of issues ranging from climate change to critical emerging technologies. Mr. Modi will also hold bilateral meetings with President Joe Biden and other leaders of the Quad grouping. Prior to his departure to US this morning, the Prime Minister said he is looking forward to joining his colleagues for the Quad summit. He said the forum has emerged as a key group of like-minded countries to work for peace, progress and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region. Mr. Modi expressed confidence that his meeting with President Biden will allow India and US to review and identify new pathways to further deepen comprehensive global strategic partnership. Later, Prime Minister Modi will travel to New York, where he will interact with the Indian community and meet top executives of leading US-based companies. On the final day of his visit, Mr. Modi will address the Summit of the Future at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. The theme of the summit is Multilateral Solutions for a Better Tomorrow. Campaigning has intensified for the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. In this phase, 26 constituencies spread over 6 districts will go to polls on the 25th of this month. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah is to address 5 election rallies in Poonch, Rajouri and Jammu districts today. Tomorrow, Mr. Shah is scheduled to hold rallies at Nowshera and Majalta in Udhampur East constituency. Senior BJP leaders JP Nadda and Rajnath Singh will also address rallies in the coming days. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and NCP leader Dr. Farooq Abdullah will address election rallies on Monday. The Election Commission of India has said that 61.38% voter turnout was recorded in the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir held on Wednesday. The Commission said this is the highest voter turnout in Jammu and Kashmir in the last 35 years. Senior Aam Aadmi Party leader Atishi will take oath as the Chief Minister of Delhi today. The swearing-in ceremony will take place at the Raj Niwas, where Delhi LG VK Saxena will administer the oath to Atishi and a council of ministers. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed Atishi as the Chief Minister of Delhi from the date of her being sworn in. The President also cleared the appointment of 5 ministers. They are Gopal Rai, Kailash Gehlot, Saurav Bhardwaj, Imran Hussain and Mukesh Ahlawat. Voting for the presidential elections in Sri Lanka is underway. Over 17 million voters are eligible to exercise the franchise to elect the 9th executive president. Voting commenced at 7 a.m. at over 13,400 polling centres and will go on till 4:30 p.m. Counting of votes will start later in the evening. Incumbent President Ranil Wickremesinghe and opposition leader Sajith Premadasa cast the votes earlier this morning. India and Brazil have reviewed the existing collaboration in the energy sector and mutually beneficial relationship in bilateral trade and cooperation in sustainable fuels, particularly biofuels. This was stated in a joint statement issued after the meeting between Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri and Brazilian Minister of Mines and Energy Alexandre Silveira. Mr. Puri is on a 3-day visit to Brazil from Thursday. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast isolated heavy rainfall over several parts of the country to the next few days. Heavy rain is expected in Odisha from tomorrow till Tuesday and in Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till Thursday. Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya are also likely to experience isolated heavy rainfall from Monday to Thursday. The United Nations has allocated $2 million to support the Vietnamese government's humanitarian response following widespread damage inflicted by Typhoon Yagi. The funding will focus on providing emergency shelter and water, sanitation and hygiene assistance, particularly targeting communities with pre-existing vulnerabilities. In cricket, India takes a massive lead of 514 runs for 4 wickets in the second innings on the third day of the first test against Bangladesh at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.